7, 8. Caffeinated faith with Ray and E. Jesus talk. Hello.
Hello.
And welcome back to
Caffeinated Faith
by Ray and E.
Yes. How proper. We have a good topic today. I actually lost count of what episode it is. Oof. That means it's good. That means we have a lot of them out there.
Yes.
But we have a good topic today, and it fits well for the month that we are in. Mm-hmm. Because of what it brings, because of the holiday.
All Hallows' Eve, they say.
Hallows' Eve, yeah. But what are we talking about?
Evil Eve.
I never heard of that one.
No, I just made it up. So we're going to discuss something very important, and it is spiritual warfare. And we'll touch on fear a little bit, too. I know we've talked about that in the past.
Fear is a liar.
But, spiritual warfare is just this war that's going on in the spiritual realm. And nobody can put an end to it except God, and he for sure will one day. But while we're here, whether you're a believer or not, this war is going on.
Mm-hmm. You actually took my idea out of my head. I was about to say that. I was like, no, she just said that. Yeah, it doesn't matter if you're a Christian, non-Christian. It's mm-hmm. always going to happen. It's always going to be around us.
Yeah.
As you said, whether we like it or not.
Mm-hmm. That's how we handle it is what is important.
Sometimes it's unseen. Like, sometimes you don't even notice that it's even going on.
Oh, yeah.
But just in case, like, people don't know exactly what that means.
Mm-hmm.
It basically refers to the battle between good and evil. I mean, yeah, good and evil, particularly yeah. between God's will and the influence of the enemy, which is Satan.
Yeah. And specifically, it like refers to the fight against evil. So, yes, it is a battle between evil and good, right? But spiritual warfare actually references the fight against evil interfering with our lives. So, for instance, you know, spiritual warfare can be prayer.
Mm-hmm.
It can be fasting with prayer, praise and worship, you know, laying your hands on others and praying for them. That's all the fight against the enemy, and that's all the fight to, you know.
He gets so mad when that happens.
Yes.
And he tries to do anything to get you out of that path, especially mm-hmm. when it has to do with God and all that. You do to like praise him and all that, because he wants you to praise him instead
mm-hmm.
of yeah. God. So he is very tricky. He has a lot of tactics that he mm-hmm. can use against you. And depending, I feel like personally, depending how grounded you are in your faith with God, if you are a Christian, could determine how influenced you get. Because mm-hmm. if you are grounded in your faith and you know the word and you're like in it to win it, then I feel like you won't be easily swayed.
It's a lot easier to fight that battle, yeah. for sure.
Yeah. But if you think you are and you easily get influenced, that's like wishy-washy. So like,
yeah, no, for sure.
It'll be harder to get out of it. Have you ever experienced spiritual warfare, whether it was like before or now or at any given point of your life?
I mean, I think I'm fighting it every day, even as a Christian. I think we all are in ways. Like you said, you might not even know that you are.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it could be something as simple as the enemy putting, like, doubt in yourselves. You know, the enemy putting, like, you're not good enough in your head. It could be as simple as that, and you don't even realize that's directly from the enemy.
That's one of his tactics, because I know we've heard before about how he like lies, kills and destroys people. Yeah. Like that's his mission.
He wants to take over us.
Yeah.
This is like the devil is the king of this world, they say.
You know,
like,
what's crazy too is that the devil used to be an angel in heaven, yeah. praising in the choir with all of them and everything.
Right.
And I think that's where it all started, where he thought he was bigger and all this and that. Yep. So that's why he got casted out. But like the fact that he could once do that and then now he's like all against it just because right. God never gave him the chance. And I guess because God gives us chances or whatever the thought behind that is. But
he was bad enough to get the boot completely.
Right. But then here's Jesus giving us second chances and mm-hmm. and everything. But yeah, no. So it's crazy to me how like he once was singing in the choir and this and that, but then now it's his mission to go against everything and like try to get us away from him.
Right.
Rude. Rude. But to what you were saying about, like, one of the ways that he can try to get you, like, with doubt and everything, it is one of his tactics, because a few tactics of his could be, like, twisting the truth. Temptation is obviously a big one, because the influence that could come from spiritual warfare. And he, in the with temptation, it brings us away from God through sin. So we'll just be sinning and thinking it's okay and everything. And accusations, which is what discourages us. Because I feel like people could be easily discouraged sometimes if, like...
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I feel like I get discouraged sometimes, and I think... I definitely know that that was the enemy.
Yeah.
Because then I later... Obviously, if I, like, read something or whatever the case is, then I'm like, oh, okay, yeah, that's definitely the enemy, so then I'll pray about it and try to get out of that.
Yeah, I think in ways, like, a lot of these emotions, as a human, it is a natural thing to, like, feel fear and doubt, right? Mm-hmm. But God, being with God, helps you manage that and helps you get out of that and look towards, like, not even fearing death. Like, yeah. He gets you to that point where you're like, you don't even fear death anymore because you know what lies after death. And the enemy just comes and takes it all away, and he tries to dig and dig and dig.
Right.
It is a natural thing, but God works to make it better, while Satan, on the other hand, tries to worsen it. He tries to amplify it, you know?
Yeah. He's dramatic. Yes. That's what it is. He's just dramatic.
Yeah. You know, the little imperfections that we do have that God is trying to make better for us. He's trying to make us be able to cope and have peace through the hard times and mm-hmm. have faith in afterlife, you know, eternal life and all that.
I remember.
The devil just tries to take that away, and he's working very hard to take us away from God,
mm-hmm.
you know, and we can't let that happen.
When bring back to what you were saying before, I feel like if you are secured in your faith and everything, and you know his truth, his promises, and what he can do, it brings me back to the assurance that he makes you feel. So if you are sure that he can do all that stuff that he's brought you through in this and that, don't let every little thing sway you away from that and try to get off that path, because I know that, like, people who are easily influenced and all this and that, it'll be harder for them to get back on the path. And mm-hmm. most times they probably don't get back on the right path. They just keep going down that hill, that slope.
Yes, we have to be aware. We have to, you know, figure out exactly what spiritual warfare is per mm-hmm. se, right? And you have to really try to work to understand that it's always going to be there and try to fight against it. And you know how easy it is to just call upon Jesus' name and ask God, ask the Holy Spirit to protect you and to help you deal with this. He's going to do it if you want him to,
mm-hmm.
but only if you want him to. So I say we treat spiritual warfare like all of our problems in life, and we just give it to God.
I like that.
Right? Mm-hmm. And because he is above all things, physical, spiritual. God is above everything.
People find solutions really easily for themselves if, like, things go bad or whatever the case is. Like, they think it through right away and, like, they have their resources and this and that. But they never mm-hmm. remember to come to God during those times. They only come to God when it's good things. Like, they only you only hear people say, oh, thank God. And,
right. And that's not going to work. Right. As horrible as that sounds to anyone, you know, that doesn't understand or doesn't follow through with God, like, that is just not the way to go about it.
Mm-hmm. And I do have a verse to read that's kind of like the reality of spiritual warfare,
mm-hmm.
Which is Ephesians 6:12, and it's basically the scriptural foundation.
I hate you. Sorry, I shouldn't have said
hate
that.
Hate is a strong word.
I don't hate you, but you took my thing. I have Ephesians 6:10-18 here.
Oh, I have that
so
too.
So just, why don't you read that for me then?
Well, I have that too, but I was going to bring that up later on.
Oh.
Ephesians 6:12. Yeah. So it says, "For we are not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against evil rulers and authorities of the unseen world, against mighty powers in this dark world, and against evil spirits in the heavenly places." So it's supposed to remind us that their real enemies are not other people, because I feel like people think that sometimes, like,
it's the other person.
But spiritual forces behind evil and temptation all the time. Like, that's where the spiritual forces are behind.
And within these people that have, you know, that have the enemy within them.
Oh, yeah. I was just going to say that, too.
Yeah.
And it calls us, like, as Christians, especially, to stay alert and be focused on using the tools that we have that God provided for us, which is that nice, which is that nice book with 66 books in there.
A beautiful book.
And just to stand firm in it, like how we were saying, and just recognize the power that we have to overcome, especially because when we have God, we have the power to.
Right.
And definitely not on your own strength, because everybody tries to do things on their own strength sometimes.
No.
And he wants you to lean on him and not others or yourself.
Yes. And it's not just one and done. You can't just say, like, hey, in Jesus' name, hey, come protect me. Like, you have to be, everything you do, whether good or bad, like, throughout the day, we need to acknowledge God as our Father and Savior in Jesus, and that he gave us the Holy Spirit, you know, to help us out. And we really need to push to pray as much as possible. I had a really hard time with that, starting my faith, because
praying part?
Yeah, it was never a routine in my life. So
they say that's the number one thing to do in your walk with God is to always pray, because that's like a direct contact to him.
Right. Yeah. But I never really understood that, nor did I have like the pattern or, you know.
And there's no set times, obviously, throughout the day, but like when you're first starting out, it's good to like get used to it and like make it a habit. But like, I know there's some like types of religions out there that you have to do it 5 times a day or this time.
Yeah,
it's
very strict.
Yeah, stricter religions. But honestly, it's like, it's supposed to be a relationship. So like anytime, like I need to call Alyssa for something, I'm not going to schedule a time. I'm just going to call her.
Yes.
So it's kind of like friendship. Like, talk to him as if like we're talking to each other.
Yes. And or your father.
Of the day.
Because he is our father, you know. But you can be friends, you know, friends with your father. You can be friends. He can be your father.
And you guys build that relationship to be able to go to one another.
Yeah.
So that's basically how he wants us to treat him, is like in a relationship. Don't think of it like a religion, like you have to get it done. Do this X amount of times, like anytime you need to talk to him, anytime you're going through anything, even good or bad.
Right. You know? Right. And you have to start somewhere. Like I said, it was like really challenging for me to even pray every day. I would be like, I wouldn't remember to pray, or, you know, I started reading more, and then it just kind of came natural, and just trying to be like, okay, let me talk to him and see. And then I saw when I tried and put an effort in, then I saw that he was tugging me along. He was like, all right. He spoke through me almost. Like, I would look in the mirror and I would like tell myself something, and I'd be like, oh, thank you, God. Like, thanks for making me aware of this.
I remember telling you sometimes too, because you were telling me about situations. So I'm like, well, did you pray about it? And you're like, I know.
Yes. It's hard when you're not brought up every single day like that, but you best believe that you can train yourself. And God, if you train yourself, if you even just try, God will train you. God will change you, and he'll remind you.
Mm-hmm.
But he wants to see you reach out first, you know?
Right.
He's not a God of forcing anyone.
Oh yeah, definitely not. That's why you have the free will. What's it called? So I was going to go back to that chapter that I was reading, because it was talking about the armor of God. Is that why you were gonna bring that up as well?
Yeah, part of it. Yep. Oh, at the beginning?
Because it says
the whole armor of God. I was gonna read the whole thing from 13 to 18.
Because I have chapter 6, so I have 10 to 18.
That's what I have.
Because armor of God is important to have, especially to carry around every single day.
Yeah.
I'll
let you do this one then.
Okay.
I'll give my input. Yeah, because I have a couple more at the end.
All right.
But so, this is some powerful scripture. I love this. Hence why we both picked it for the same thing.
And it's not just the armor of God. It's the whole armor of God.
There's a lot in here about the armor of God.
It brings me back to my childhood with Sunday school, because we had a whole thing on this. And they even had like the dress up and everything. Okay. So it says, starting in verse 10, a final word. Be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on all of God's armor so that you will be able to stand firm against all strategies of the devil. So that's kind of an insight on what the armor of God is. For we are not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against evil rulers and authorities of the unseen world, against mighty powers in the dark world, and against evil spirits in the heavenly places. Therefore, put on every piece of God's armor, so you will be able to resist the enemy in the time of evil. Then, after the battle, you will still be standing firm. Stand your ground, putting on the belt of truth and the body armor of God's righteousness. For shoes, put on the peace that comes from the good news, so that you will be fully prepared. In addition to all of these, in addition to all of these, hold up the shield of faith to stop the fiery arrows of the devil. And put on salvation as your helmet, and take the word of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Pray in the Spirit at all times and on every occasion. Stay alert and be persistent in your prayers for all believers everywhere. It's funny because you were just saying how you were trying to be more persistent.
Mm-hmm. So I love how we already, like, right off the bat, we were talking about how this war is in the spiritual world, and this scripture says it right here: for we are not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, just like you said as well. We're not fighting against people. We're not. People are bad, but we could pray for them and we can wish the best for them. They don't know the good news like we do, and I hope one day they all do. But we're not fighting against them. We're fighting against the spirits in them.
That's true, actually.
It's really sad and scary. And then it says, but against evil rulers and authorities of the unseen world, against mighty powers in this dark world. So that, you know, the unseen world is the spiritual realm, right? We can't see this, but we know that there is a war going on because we see it all around the world. We see all the bad in people. We see all of the bad in the world.
Right. And you know? Even though it can be, like, unseen sometimes, like, you don't know if it's around or whatever, that's why it's also important to stand on God's word, not your own strength and other people's strength, because you don't know what the other person has. Like, what if they have that enemy in them,
mm-hmm.
or they try to bring you down the wrong path, right. So of, like, destruction. So
right,
that's why it's also important to lean on God through those times.
Yeah, it's really hard to determine everyone specifically, you know. It is good that God gives us discernment when we are with him, so we're able to see it a little better. But some people can really hide and lie, and it's hard. You know, that's why it is hard to trust people nowadays, too.
And they replace all that with God from, mm-hmm. you know what I mean, from God.
Yeah. Yes.
They put that in front of him.
They do, and it's really scary.
Out of the armor that we've read, is there any one of them that you feel like you would have to, like, strengthen yourself? Like, to be,
I think,
better at?
I want to work to strengthen everything to fight against the war, you know? I think,
because we never have it all together, like, mm-hmm. as a Christian, right? So you're working towards each thing each day, like, mm-hmm. to make sure you have, like, that, the right faith, in order to, like, always have a word ready in case, like, it comes down to that, or to fight against stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure of my faith. I'm sure of my salvation, and I try to be the best I can be and repent. I think in prayer, as much as I do pray, I want to work on that and pray even more. Because that is, like you said, the direct line, and I want that line to be big and open.
Yeah, I could basically agree with you on all of them, because mm-hmm. obviously we have each one, but, like, to make sure we step our foot forward each day doing it all, mm-hmm. every day, and, like, showing that we
right.
can do it, that's important. I think that's the aspect that I'm also thinking that I would have to
right.
work on, just because you want to make sure you do it every day. But along with the praying that you said, I pray spectacular by myself, but like I want to do more in the sense of like I want to try to push myself to pray more out loud.
Yeah,
in front of people. That's always been my issue. So if I could do that, because I know they also say they say to like pray to yourself, but they also say what is it, like corporate prayer is important too, like as a whole.
Yeah,
and I love attending those. I just get nervous to like speak in front of that, but that's what I would like to work on.
It also says for shoes.
Oh, I know. You keep going back to that. For shoes,
put on the peace that comes from the good news so that you will be fully prepared.
Yeah.
I love that.
So be prepared with the message of the gospel.
Yeah.
You never know who needs to hear it.
That's very true. I think for peace, God gives me this sense of peace that I've never had in my life, which, you know, is one of the driving factors of my faith, to be honest.
Like, yeah.
The peace he gives me shows me that he,
because really nobody is has there. Peace here on earth. So it's like, if the fact, well, not no one, but like if you're not in the walk,
yes,
God's peace is different than other peace.
Way different, because you might, people think they do, they'll say I have peace, you know.
I'm sure they do, but I'm sure
they have some peace, but it's nothing compared to the peace that God gives you.
Yeah,
it's just not.
Yeah,
so and it says the peace that comes from the good news so that you will be fully prepared. So what I'm getting out of this is you feel peace with anything that's happening. Like you have this sense of like, okay, when something bad is happening. And I love that he gives me that because I was a mess.
Yeah.
I was a mess.
I've definitely experienced that peace.
Yeah.
Especially in bad times.
Yeah. Nothing has helped besides God, the love of God. So we really need to acknowledge that we are in war, even if we can't see the attacker. We also need to be humble and honest before God.
The two ages.
Yes, humble and honest. And the Holy Spirit, let the Holy Spirit.
Ooh, had to conclude it with the third age.
Let the Holy Spirit expose the grip of the enemy, you know?
Yeah, and the enemy, he's crazy because there's other ways that he could also, like, try to get you. And not even just, like, people in this world, it's, like, amongst Christians, too. Like, he could cause division between believers, potentially. Yeah. And, along with like the discouragement of like loss of joy, peace, like we were just saying.
Right.
And a big one that I feel is common is doubt, because it's basically like us questioning God's goodness with his promises and what our identity in Christ is, because sometimes you can feel stagnant.
Yeah.
Or maybe you're like, oh, why is this happening? Like you question God.
Right.
So I feel like he could lead us down that path as well.
He can help us with that for sure.
Yeah.
And he will.
I mean, like, the devil leads us down that path.
Oh, sorry.
No, but you are right. Yeah. God will bring us through it.
Oh, that's his full-time job.
Yeah.
And all of his whatever people.
And if you're feeling any of this, like, the discouragement, the disunity of the, like, division amongst believers and stuff,
right,
and doubt, that's how you could also recognize if you are under, like, a spiritual attack.
Yeah. A good thing to help you, you know, to help you through, especially as believers, right?
Like how to fight it?
We need to realize that the war has already been won in heaven.
Drop the mic.
It's true. The earthly battle is here. But if we know that the war has already been won in heaven, and the next step is for the war to end, that's the next step. That's what God wants for us. This is all a test, guys. As a Christian, just knowing that the fact that the war is over in heaven just gives me that much more hope that I'm going to be living eternally with him, and that he's going to end this war too one day.
No. A song just came into my head.
What?
The song that says, I put my hope in Jesus.
Oh.
My anchor to the ground. Do you know that one? My hope and firm foundation. So before we go on to fear, which is the next important aspect of all this, there are ways to fight spiritually, and some ways that we can do that is like how we were saying about staying rooted in scripture, because the Bible obviously equips us to what we need to know, how we need to go about things, and giving us the wisdom. Prayer and fasting, because it can help us draw closer to God, especially with the fasting part.
Yes. As hard as it may be, girl, it works.
Kudos to those who do the Daniel fast.
Or just, you know, or just taking it upon yourself to be like, okay, I'm going to do a 24-hour fast, or, you know, however it may be, or taking away something.
Definitely,
you know?
Leaning on Jesus then.
And let me tell you, your prayers are heard much. That portal is like, zoom! When you're hungry.
You got that high speed Wi-Fi.
When you're hungry and you're sacrificing your hunger for our Savior, for our Creator, when you're showing Him that you're willing to sacrifice your flesh and your hunger to get closer to Him.
It's so hard hearing you say that because I love food and everything.
No, I've done it. I need to do it more. I haven't done it a ton of times, but when I do it, let me tell you, I feel the Holy Spirit and I feel heard.
Yeah.
Let me tell
you.
You
definitely are closer connected.
And then when your fast ends and you have that meal, you're like, thank you, God.
It brings a whole new meaning to like prayer before you eat.
Oh my gosh. And thankfulness. Like just so thankful. I remember the last time I did it, I did like a 24-hour one. And then so the next day, it ended at 6 o'clock.
So you just don't eat anything?
Nothing. Water and black coffee.
Without sugar and all that
yeah.
stuff.
That's all I had.
I feel like at some point
hours.
Your stomach eats itself and it's just like you don't feel hungered at some point.
I mean, I did. I was able to get through it. I was also focusing on prayer and reading and stuff that day.
But I want to try
like
that.
6 o'clock, we ordered sushi. I had like a sweet potato roll and a couple like other veggie rolls. And I was just like,
you're making
I
me
almost
hungry.
Wanted to cry. I'm telling you.
Why? Because it was finally over?
No, because like it just, I don't know. I was just so thankful. It brought another meaning to thankfulness for me too. Yeah. It's weird. It's not like, oh, like I just wanted this food. It was just like, wow, I'm so thankful to be able to have this. Like you forget how lucky we are in this world to just be able to go order, take out, or like whip up a meal, you know, and have enough food and drinks, you know?
Yeah. So I want to try that one day.
Oh my gosh. I'll do it with you if you want, because I've been meaning to do it again. But the whole point of this is just to say that portal's like, if it was 50 miles an hour, it's now 150 miles an hour straight up.
You got
up.
That free high-speed Wi-Fi right
legit,
there.
It's like the high-speed ferry, okay? I'm just kidding. No.
Oh my gosh. And then just the last two things I was going to say is worship, like how we were talking about.
Yes.
Because I like how it could break the stronghold that you're in. And... And it helps us refocus on God and like why we're needing Him.
Oh yeah.
And then the community support, my favorite one.
Oh yeah.
It's just always be around people who are like that and
like-minded
in the faith, to build each other up. And yeah.
Yes. I love worship because it is a nice way to feel the Spirit, because I think music just has the ability to, you know, open your mind and calm your mind in a way that you can accept.
I feel more free.
Yeah, you feel free. You feel calm. You feel like more open-minded. It opens a sense of like, I don't know. Like
I even feel more
submission.
I even feel more thankful in it, because it's like I'm singing about all this stuff and it kind of brings me down of like a memory of like what He has done, especially if it's even more recent, like just things that He has done, and then you're just praising Him at the same time. It's just like a different feeling. So I don't know, like, because like I know like in church before I would always be like stiff, or like I wouldn't want anybody to see me in that aspect or whatever, but like lately more and more I challenge myself each week to like just let go and let God, like don't worry about anybody. Yeah. He's your audience, not them. And so I just started like letting go more and more. And even one week somebody was like, you are jamming up there. And I was like, thanks. And so like, but in that moment, it's like more freeing. It's like I put all my focuses on God and not what's going on around me.
Yep. And the more you do that, the more you don't care and you just let go and let God, you feel it that much more. It's amazing.
There's even times I've probably gotten teary-eyed, but I hid that one. I definitely did not let that one go.
Wipe the tears.
I look around, everybody's eyes are closed. Okay. Wipe.
Yes. You can't just, you know, you can't just praise and worship because you love the tune.
Or because everybody else is doing it and you're like, oh, it's Sunday, I should be doing this too.
Yes. If you're going to do it, then open your heart and mind to the lyrics. Open your heart to the Holy Spirit. Girl, you will get... Or boy.
Girl.
Or boy.
Guys.
Guys, you will feel it, let me tell you. If you're doing it for the right purposes and you're doing it in the right way, worship can just change your whole mind. It can change your whole being. And it's not just that, obviously, but that's a good way to get into the Holy, feeling the Holy Spirit. And, you know.
I know.
What else you got, girl?
I just have a couple more points just on through all of this. I know we always say like lean on Jesus and everything, but there's victory in Christ, and he's definitely helped us, especially when he did the victory on the cross for us by disarming the power of darkness there, because we didn't have to live in that. He took away all of our sins. Our authority that we have in Christ, because we have authority over the enemy because we have Jesus. So it's right through Jesus that we could do that.
Thank you, Jesus.
And the final victory where Satan's defeat is certain, because as you said, in the end, it's already been won. Yep. And so in Revelations, they actually talk about that, and he's already defeated. So
he is defeated in heaven, but
yes.
And of course he is defeated in general, but God's going to wipe him out one day. And hallelujah to that.
I know you were saying, I can't wait for that day.
I can't wait for that day. God, just wipe him out.
Wipe it out.
And I just pray for all the lost souls that are not, you know,
unveil their eyes to see what can happen if, like, they just have them.
Open your eyes and just allow it to happen.
Or at least just open up that book.
Yes.
Like, that can help a lot, too.
Because fear.
He is a liar.
He will rob your rest.
Steal your happiness.
So cast your fears.
In the fire.
Because fear.
He is a liar. Oh man.
So that goes on to our next topic. Our next topic, that fear is a liar.
How clever.
So the definition of fear is an intense emotion from a perceived threat or danger, or to be afraid, right? But let's bring it over to the biblical definitions.
Ooh, more than one.
Because fear can be good.
Mm-hmm.
And fear can be harmful, biblically.
Is the good, what I'm putting down? Is the good because we have to fear God?
Yeah, ding, ding.
Yay!
So we have fear of the Lord, right? So basically that's just acknowledging his power. You know, he's a powerful, almighty creator. And we want to be fearful of, you know, not obeying him.
It's like having that respect for him.
Yes. This is encouraged. Fear of the Lord is encouraged. And it can bring us wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
It brings us peace and blessings and much more. It shows that we are his servants and his children. So it's kind of like when you're little and you fear your dad, right?
How'd you know? No, seriously.
I know, because you told me. But no, anyone.
I was just going to say that, like, as a thing today.
Like a lot of people, not all families, sometimes the mom is the fear. But just like when you fear your parents as a little kid, like, yeah, that's kind of a respect almost, because it's like, I don't want to let them down.
Right. Like, I just want to make sure that I do what I need to do and let them see that and, like, you know.
And you're in a fear of being disciplined. Let me tell you, God will discipline you.
Yes, he will.
Especially if you're like showing him that you're in and out, like He's going to show you what's right.
And in the Bible, they talk about that because people misconstrued that. Mm-hmm. That's the word? Yeah. Okay. They misconstrued that because they think that he's like horrible for doing X, Y, and Z. But here on earth, you could do that to your kids. You could teach them whatever it is that they need to learn and discipline them. It's almost the same way. So they even say like the same way you would to your children, that's how God would for you.
Yes, I love that. So that's like the good fear. There is one type of fear that we are supposed to have, and it is the fear of the Lord. Then we move on to the spirit of fear.
Tell me the bad.
The spirit of fear is horrible. It's a horrible feeling, and it should be overcome, you know. God has not given us this fear. It is directly from the enemy. When fear takes over, also, like, when the enemy's taken over, when fear takes over our minds, it takes over doing the work of God, right? Like, you're not able to do the work of God. It slows down.
Mm-hmm.
It slows down or stops. Fear can literally make that happen. And that's what the enemy is. It's what the enemy wants to do, is to make us stop doing the work of God and stop following. He's given us power and of love and of a sound mind.
Not sound fear. Mind. Not a lot of things go up in the mind. So the sound mind part, I love.
Right? Don't we all strive to have a sound mind? Like, we don't want to have anxiety anymore. We don't want to worry about this and that. Yes, we can, like, you know, we can do things, we can plan things, but we can become a little overwhelmed. We're human, but we don't want a constant chatter in our head of fear.
We need the self-discipline, because that's what I kind of get from what that is. So we need the self-discipline for it. We need to learn to be able to do that, what we need to do, and not let other people in on persuading our mind on other things on how to do stuff.
Yeah, and listen to God. Listen to our Father.
Listen to your heart. He is the heart.
He is love. Therefore, love is in our heart. Sorry. I tried to make it sound a little cool, but that was not cool. Ew.
Cut. No, cut. I'm kidding.
Please cut. And so Psalms 34, 4-7 says, I prayed to the Lord and he answered me. He freed me from all my fears. Those who look to him for help will be radiant with joy. No shadow of shame will darken their faces. In my desperation, I prayed, and the Lord listened. He saved me from all my troubles. For the angel of the Lord is a guard. He surrounds and defends all who fear him. He surrounds and defends all who fear him. That's that good, good, good fear.
Got that good, good.
That's that good, good fear. Okay? I don't know what else to say. That's a good fear when you get surrounded and defended by the creator of this world. That's the good, good fear.
I'm just looking at your
face. I'm sorry. I'm like so serious. I'm trying not to laugh because it's so powerful. It's that good fear.
You had me so mesmerized by your action just now.
What?
The way you were just saying that as you're talking, it feels so mesmerized. I was like, oh, okay.
I was mesmerized. That's why I was kind of laughing at myself. Oh, man. But it's true. It's true. And God is love. Fear is the devil.
Mm-hmm.
Except that good, good
fear. I would say not the good one. I like how in Psalm 34, 4-7 that you read, when part of it was saying how I sought the Lord and he answered me and delivered me from all my fears.
Yeah.
It's like you could just, that's how easy that he will just come to you, like if you just call out on him.
Truly.
Truly. You don't have to like have a whole like essay paper on like of perfection of like what to say to him, but like just like look up to him and call out to him, and that's how quick he will be there to like take you in.
Yeah,
no matter what your past is either, like if you're new to it.
Yeah, he will take you in a heartbeat, but he also wants to see your effort. The more effort you do, the even if you just make yourself be like, all right, let me try this, like let me talk to God twice a day, like let me see about this whole God thing. You're gonna see, you guys. I pray over your life so that he opens his face towards you. He shines his face upon you, and that he'll just give you that rope that you need if you just extend your hand to him. And he'll give you the longest rope of all if you do that. And just pray over all of your lives for the sake of your life, for the sake of your future.
Mm-hmm. Future especially.
Your eternal life. Your future, for the sake of your children and your family and your loved ones, I just pray that you listen to this. If you are listening, don't give up on God.
And maybe break that generational
curse. That's what I'm striving to do. And I know it will happen.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm raising my kids in the Lord, and I just know, even I know kids can stray and whatnot, but I just know that the foundation, that they will come back.
And it takes one to start it. So if you keep doing what you're doing, and then everything else will fall into place and people will follow suit. It's a tribe. You got to definitely work hard at it. But you're not alone.
Not alone.
Nope.
We are not alone. I just thank God for that, for the help he's given me, you know? Shall we end in prayer?
We shall. Lord, we thank you for equipping us with the tools and weapons that we need to stand firm on you in the face of spiritual battles. And we acknowledge that the enemy is real, but we give you praise in knowing that you are greater. We ask for your protection over our minds, hearts, and spirits, and help us to put on that full armor of God every single day, that we may be able to stand strong against the schemes of the enemy. Strengthen our faith and increase our discernment, and remind us that we are not fighting in our own strength, but only in yours. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. That was beautiful.
And we also have a beautiful little part of a hymn today.
Called
Break Every Chain.
Break Every Chain.
Break Every Chain.
Chain. And here it is.
There is power in the name of Jesus to break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. There's an army rising up. There's an army rising up. There's an army rising up. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
Thank you guys so much for joining our podcast today, and we hope that you join again. If you guys have any questions or topic ideas, feel free to comment below, or you can message us through Instagram. We are CaffeinatedFaith1.
And also, if you guys would like to worship with us or are trying to find like a home church if you're in Rhode Island, we are at Saving Grace Worship Center in North Providence. We're usually there on Sundays at 10:30 and Wednesdays for prayer and a word at 6:30. We welcome you to subscribe to our YouTube page on Spotify, on Apple, called Caffeinated Faith. You can also find us on Instagram, which is Caffeinated Faith 1, or Facebook, Caffeinated Faith.